I know that people on occasion wonder why one guy has as many stories as I have. Have any of you ever wondered that? I realized yesterday, now I am pushing 61 years of age, and I realized yesterday why. How many of you would like to know why I have so many stories? It's because I do things that other people are too smart to do. Mitch made mention, alluded to the fact that we are on a different schedule today. That is because I am due to be in Altmar at 11 a.m. for a wedding. Now you might wonder, so who's getting married? That would be Hannah Clark, Jim's daughter. And so she is marrying a fellow from California. He got saved a few weeks ago. Amen. Evidently, as soon as he got saved, Hannah said, okay, I'll marry you. That is kind of literally the way it worked. And so it's been great getting to know them. And so we had to flip things around to accommodate that, to make it possible. And the kids are going to be coming in or are in. And so I prepared a message with the kids in mind. So if you're old enough to kind of sit in the front and be respectful and not embarrass your parents, would you come? No, you stay where you're at. Okay. Why not? Okay. Got to be careful not to step on them now. Kids, it's been quite a few years since I actually was in school, and so I may need you to help me out. You might turn sort of halfway, look this way. Maybe I'll step down here. Do you still pledge allegiance to the flag?
Yeah.
You do. So you know the pledge. Prove it. Stand with me. Hand over the heart. I'm just going to do like the first couple of words. I pledge thank you very much. That's very good. Now, I have scripture that I'm going to be reading today. It's not a long passage, but it's from the Old Testament. How many of you know what the Old Testament is? Wow. Only a couple of you. The Bible is divided down into two segments. You've got the Old Testament and the New Testament. The Old Testament has 39 books. The New Testament has 27. The Old Testament's all the stuff that happened before Jesus came. The New Testament is the story of Jesus and what happened afterward. Got it? Old Testament, New Testament. So this was written in the Old Testament time, 1 Chronicles 29, beginning at verse 10. David praised the Lord in the presence of the whole assembly, saying, praise be to you, Lord, the God of our father Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. Yours, Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the majesty and the splendor, for everything in heaven and earth is yours. Yours, Lord, is the kingdom. You are exalted as head over all. Wealth and honor come from you. You are the ruler of all things. In your hands are strength and power to exalt and give strength to all. Now, our God, we give you thanks and praise your glorious name. But who am I and who are my people that we should be able to give as generously as this? Everything comes from you, and we have given you only what comes from your hand. We are foreigners and strangers in your sight, as were all our ancestors. Our days on earth are like a shadow without hope. Lord our God, all this abundance that we have provided for building you a temple for your holy name comes from your hand, and all of it belongs to you. I know, my God, that you test the heart and are pleased with integrity. All these things I have given willingly and with honest intent, and now I have seen with joy how willingly your people who are here have given to you, Lord, the God of our fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. Keep these desires and thoughts in the hearts of your people forever, and keep their hearts loyal to you. David was praying to God, and he was thanking God for all the blessings that his kingdom, his nation had. What nation do you live in? And you'd better get this right.
America.
The United States of America. How many of you knew they were not always united? We had a great war at one time in our nation's history to keep the country united. How many of you knew that we've had wars in the past, large wars, and that people have actually gone overseas and given their lives so that we could have our freedom? How many of you knew that? I think that's a pretty important thing, don't you? I love my country. Now, would you kids allow me 3 minutes to make a commercial? On the 15th of July, in South Park, on U.S. Route 11, in Pulaski, across from the Callup Theater, what is going to be happening from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.? Do you know why you ought to be there? Do you know how rare it is to be able to praise God and worship God in a town park, in a government-owned place? I think you ought to take advantage of that, and you ought to be there whether you are working or passing through to make a statement that you love God. Because people are going to be driving up and down that highway, and we want them to see that there are people there that are engaged in family-friendly stuff and in things that are related and connected to God. We want people to see that something is happening in our community that God is behind and that He is blessing and that we are supporting. That's why you should be there. So, no admission fee. That's not an excuse. You have a car, you wouldn't be here, or an access to a driver. I want you there. And we have a special speaker. We got lucky, if you believe in luck. Blessed, if you believe in providence, like I do. How many of you remember Wayne Wagger, your district superintendent? We're pulling this together late. I explained to you why. The fact that another church had had this vision for the churches of our area, and they were not able to follow through. So we picked it up, and we are running with the ball, and we're trying to make this really something special for God. We have partners at Park United Methodist that are working alongside. They will be having workers come also. But I called Wayne and I said, Wayne, I've been thinking about having a speaker to share the gospel, and I'd been thinking about someone local and so on, and I feel impressed on my heart that maybe I ought to call you and find out if you, because you've been in this area so many years, would have knowledge of someone that you would strongly recommend. Well, John, let me think about that. I'll call you back. 2 minutes. He calls me back. There's a fellow named Derek Tennant that I would like you to talk to. I call Derek. Here's what I find out. Derek Tennant flies all over the country. He is from Syracuse, from the Lynn Court Wesleyan Church. He is so busy speaking to corporate groups and Christian groups that he doesn't own a house. He lives in motels all of the time, going from one engagement to the next. And don't share this out. Ordinarily, apparently, he charges like several thousand dollars. I said, Derek, we don't have a lot of money. We have a maximum of $1,000. And so I don't know if it could possibly work. Here's what he said. I really want to do this. He said, you get me here, you pay for my plane fare. I'm not going to worry about a thing. I'm going to trust God. I'm just going to come. How many of you think that's pretty good? That's special. That's right. So I thought, well, any possibility you could stay over an extra day and preach at the church on Sunday morning? He's going to be here. On the 16th, 15th in the park, 16th here, he has a remarkable story that you will want to hear. Very inspirational, and he's going to talk about God. So do you want to be here?
Amen.
Do you want to invite people with you?
Amen.
Let's see what happens if we fill all of these chairs. Jim, could you open up that door right beside you to your right and back one step? What, is it empty? They have chairs. We've got extra. We would love to get out extra chairs. Fill the place up. Fill the place up. Why not? Fill the place up. You say, well, it's summertime. They come here in the summer. I know that. I try to get around town. All right, kids, how many of you are going to be at that park? Don't ask mom and dad. Tell them. We want to be at the park. Say it with me. We want to be at the park. We want to be at the park. Come on, say it. We want to be at the park. We want to be at the park. Please, please, please. I want to share with you some thoughts about my country, because I love my country. You may not know this. I don't know why you would know this, but I have a hard time when they sing the national anthem. I always am getting a tear in my eye. You're going to be singing a little bit later on. Unfortunately, I'm going to be on my way to Altmar. If I stayed here, I would have a tear in my eye. So I just want to share a few thoughts with you, and we'll let them listen in. Just a few declarations coming out of my heart. I'm a patriot. Not a New England patriot. I know how they're loved in this part of the country. I'm a patriot. I love my country. I would die for my country. If I had to defend my country, I would do so without hesitation. My sons live in this country. My grandson lives in this country. My ancestors fought in wars in this country. I am a patriot. I'm proud to be an American. I'm proud. Now, that pride is tempered by this. I didn't choose to be an American. I didn't earn being an American. I was simply born here, and I get all the blessings of being an American. So I'm proud to be an American, but I'm humble too, because that is a gift that was given to me by God and by my own parents. I pray for my country on a regular basis. I pray for my country every day. And so when I pray for my country, you realize I'm praying for all of you, because you live here and you're a part of this. And if God blesses America, God will be blessing you. And if hard times come to America, we're all in this together. Hard times will be coming to you. And I'm happy. I'm happy, relatively happy, to be able to pay to help support my country. I pay a lot of money in taxes, but I'm glad to be able to pay money in taxes. I'm glad to pay the salaries of our soldiers and our sailors and the people in our Air Force who depend on us. I'm glad to pay the salaries for the president and for the top people in our government. I'm glad to pay the salaries. I'm glad to pay for the buildings. I'm glad to pay for the military, because I am blessed to be a part of this great land of ours. Now, I'm willing to do whatever must be done to protect my country. Now, I want to take this in a different direction. I'm also a Christian. I'm a believer in Jesus Christ. He lives in my heart. And I know the Bible says he will never leave me nor forsake me, and he has not. God is with me every moment of every day. There is nowhere that I go and nothing that I do that God is not there. God gives me his power. He gives me his love. He gives me so much. I'm proud to be an American, but I'm also proud to be a Christian. I am. I don't shrink from it. I don't pray always really, really quietly, like, I don't want someone to hear me praying. I'd be embarrassed if they knew I was a Christian. I'm proud to be a Christian. I want to stand up someday and do what a pastor named John Bear used to do in East Michigan years ago. I want to stand right up in the middle of the restaurant. This day will come. Linda will be embarrassed. She will tell me. I want to stand right up and quiet the whole. Boy, I could see this at the Cracker Barrel. Quiet the whole room. Let's all pray. Lord, thank you for your blessings. Thank you for the food. Please improve it. Amen. I'm proud to be a Christian. I pray for my church on a regular basis, because my church isn't the building. My church are all of these folk, and I love them. I care for them. They mean a lot to me. I do my best for them. They do their best for me. And so I want to pray for them on a regular basis. I'm happy to be able to pay to help support my church. I thank God that He's blessed me, and I want to pass that blessing along. In other words, if you're picking up a pattern, all the things that are true of how I view my country are also true of how I view my church. I don't want to stand for one without standing for the other. I'm willing to do what must be done to protect my church. I take that responsibility very, very seriously. And finally, I think that God has given me a wonderful blessing in allowing me to be an American. How many of you would agree? And I did not earn it. I also think that God has given me a wonderful blessing in allowing me to be a Christian. And I did not earn that either. I wish that everyone could be an American, but I know that that isn't possible. Most people were born to be something else. I wish that everyone could be a Christian, and that is possible. No one is born a Christian, but anyone can be born again and become a Christian. If you could invite people to be an American, would you? You can invite people to be Christians. Will you? You can choose today to become a Christian, and you can choose today to praise God for your blessings. How many of you want to praise God for your blessings? Amen.